And Baruch Hu says, Asher Avram came up after the battle with the Malachim. So Ha'ir Dimar Hashem L'Avram B'machin Neymar Al Dima Avram Anokhi Kmo Geilach Chor Ha'adayim Vahim. So those you're afraid of, the Baruch Hu says, Al Dima, see what you're afraid of. Hi, Liz, how are you? So the Perek Tetzvav Pasagalot. Rahu says, so Rashi says, Shema Kibalti Schar Al Kol Tzid Koisai. Now that you saved me, so maybe I received all of my Schar. So don't be afraid. I'm still going to be protecting you. Schorcha Harvey Moi. That's the Rashi. Look at the Dasakin. Nimtza Kisharagas Amlochim. Like Rashi, he killed all the kings. Maybe he now has used up all the zechuyos. Omar lo yizbarach. What are you talking about? He did me a big favor. He got rid of the thorns from the vineyard. Al tira anochi mogeilach. You did what you're supposed to do. I'm going to keep on protecting. That could be like the Rambam says, when a person accomplishes in this world. When a person accomplishes, so Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him up in this world so that he can accomplish more in Ruach. So when we say, Magen Avram, so we're more familiar with the first Rashi, right? Right. So that since it says, what was that? Meye Bracha. So here's a different take on it. It says, Mogen Avram is this Mogen. Achim Mogen Lach means the Kishbaruch protected Avram, because Avram did the Avoda that he was supposed to do. He took care of a Kishbaruch, took care of getting rid of Koytim Menachar. What do you mean? Yeah. But yeah, but it doesn't use the word. We don't have the. Yeah. Then we're talking Shalom. To the Chazal often use the Nischais Kanah. So it makes more sense to say, Anochi Mogen La. Ubishosh and Nekad Yitzchak. Right, we're getting here. It says, Porcha Nishmasiva Osalam Marat. So, in other words, there is one of the approaches, I think it's based in the Zohar, that Yitzchak did die by the Akedah. Porcha Nishmasai, his soul went up. But also and then his neshama came back, brought him back to life. So when we say mechayem esim, we could have in mind that Kadosh Baruch Hu was revived Yitzchak. The pasuk mechayem esim in our context means that Kadosh Baruch Hu reverses Xera, reverses. He reverses now. All of the elements of the Birchas Chiyas HaMesim had a reversal of something. The Ridvot points in it perished. And Mechayim Mesim doesn't. There's one phrase, Mechayim Emun Asoyli Sheinei Ofer. That taka means to bring back people back, mamish back to life. But when we say Mechayim Mesim, it's called Gevurais because it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu reversing things. So Yitzchak is associated with Gevura because Yitzchak was able to reverse all of natural tendencies to want to live. He's able to do that for the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why Yitzchak is associated with Gevura. So over here, we're saying that Mechayim Esim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu first was Megal himself as a Mechayim Esim by Yitzchak. Kishav Nimsa by Medrash, Kishav Parcha and Ishmasa Shel Yitzchak. Also, Lamorim Nistakla Meziv Shechina. When the neshama went up, so it caught the whatever that means for neshama to see something, but the neshama was connecting with the Shechina. Ki lo yir ani ha'odem v'choy, so it should not be. He should be able to live. V'lachach matechena eidah mirois, and that's why after the Akedah. So he was Nechshav Kemeis. He didn't have the same life. He didn't have the same challenges, the same struggles. I don't have that. Kisisa, yeah.
Yeah. You have it as Kisita?
No, you have it as Lamed Gimel Chav should be. No, no. Lamed Gimel Chav is Shmos.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Kisisa.
Right.
Kilon Mirish is Kisisa. Chav Zain Aleph is told us. It's Fetechena Enemy.
We just have Lamed
Gimel
Chav.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uveshah Shiro Yaakov Amalachim Oilin Vyardin Vlavin Lai, Michal Vega, you moidin umekasan Kishbarhu, with a Chachiskin a Kela Kodesh. And the Kishbarhu was Megal himself as a Kela Kodesh, the one that gets continuous praise from the Kadosh from the Malachim to Yaakov Avinu. Yeah.
Then he came back.
Yeah.
That means eventually everyone who died will go up to Shemayim.
Yeah.
Then and eventually come back to life. Does that mean the whole time there's no then and he's up to Shemayim?
I don't know. That's too early in the night to discuss that. That's after Chatzos.
Then he came back to life.
I would assume that what a Chazal means is that he can't live the same way after. Life is different after. After you had, so then, in other words, you don't have the same, you live in a different darga. Right? It's like the Arbish and Nechla Parnes. Yeah. You live life differently after you, so the things have different kinds of meanings. And so anyway, if our Yetzim he calls there, one of the mahalchim in all of Rishis is that to try to understand better how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed through the Avos. Rav Chaim Friedlander has an essay on that. One of the avodos of Rishis is that at the very end of the parasha, we're going to say the Avos are the Merikam of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Very end, it says, Hashem Ola Me'avram Vayechal in Pasuk called unto the Yizayin Chav Beis Vayechal Ledaber Ito Vayal Elokim Eyal Avram. So Rashi says, Lamat Bin Libdonu Shatzadikim Rekav Dishalmok. L'chore that means Shatzadikim Rekav Dishalmokim means that we understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu more and more through the Avos. So one of the Darchi Aliman of Rishis is to try to figure out how we understand more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Ma'aseh Avos. So this Das Kainim is saying, so we understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being Amogen, the first time he's Megal himself is being Amogen is by Avraham Avinu. He protected Avraham Avinu and he said, Farkar, I'm protecting you so you can do more of Eretz Hashem. And then he was Megal himself to Yitzchak as a Mechayim Basin. And he was Megal himself as a Kel HaKadosh to Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov saw the Kadosh of the Malachim giving Shevach to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what David Mechayim says is Pshat in Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We say Elokei no Elokei Avisein. Okay, so what are we adding when we say like Avram, like Yisuke Yaakov? Say like Avraham. So Rebbe Bechaya says that we are referring to the midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we saw through Avram. So we appreciate Avram. He says that we appreciate more Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed through Avram Avinu. Appreciate Kadosh Baruch Hu's gevura more through Yitzchak. So this a similar mahalach. It's a little bit different to what to think about, but helps us have kavana. We think about these things during these points of the Shemayin Esra. But let's, yeah? Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. It's his essay. I think you're right. It's... Is this also from Brody?
Yeah.
Okay, Abraham, yeah. Yeah. But this Mahalach, and I was saying, you're right, it's simple as this little boy. No, he's not a Chaim Filah. That's the same referring to, yeah. Yeah. Good, let's look at the Shinei Hashem for a minute. How do we understand the changing of the names? Avram lo yitolid, Avram yolid, Sarah lo tolid. So why the extra hay? So Rashi says the extra hay because of the Reish Mem Ches Ivarim. Right, Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Hay, 17:5 Yud Zayin Hay. Lo yikare oyd es Shimcha Avram, bo yishimcha Avraham. Ki av hamoin goyim nesaticha. Right, so we learn pshat in this that before he was just the father of Avram, so that's Avram. The achshav of lechol ha'olam. So what's the hey do for that? Lechol ha'olam lezozim hamon. Hey, it's for hamon. Okay. And then he goes on to say, where does Rashi say? About the Evorim. It's not Yud-Zayin. It should be Yud-Zayin Hey. So, Pasuk Hey, yeah, very great. So look at the Sifsei Chachamim. Back in Pasuk, yeah. Back in Pasuk, Hayesamim. So the Pasuk Aleph, Yud Zayin Aleph, is Halech Lafanei V'Yesamim. So the very end of the Rashi V'Yesamim, it says, Achshav Atochoser. Now you're missing stuff. Achshav Atochoser Chamisha Yivar. Shtei Naim, Rishagviya. Osif Lecha Os Al Shimcha, Yuminyan Isi Yesecher, Reish Memchetz Kaminyan Yivarech. So like pung for a carrot. Avram is Al Hamon Goyim, or it's the person who controls his own body. How do you make sense of this? I'm adding a hey. First of all, it's very strange. Al Hamon Goyim, and it says it's five Avram. But how do you make sense of this? That it's without the hey, Savram is Rezi Reish Mem Gimel. So now he adds the hay in order to have the five Eivarim. So look at the Sifsei Chachamim, Ostet. Kosav Arosh. Hey, my Eivarim, Misarsrim Ha'aveira. Ve'ein Misurim B'yad Adam. The five Eivarim that we can't control, the ones that do Averis. What was that? What are you doing? Base? Okay. Art scroll test. Traditional base. Okay. Kosav Arosh, hey my Ivarma Misarasrim Waveira, the Ain Musurim Biyadoda. Ume Roiv Tzid Kosai Musram Biyadoi. So the Pshat of Avram is, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, because you've achieved so much, so I'm going to give you control over the five Ivarim that others don't have control. And that will prevent him from the other affairs, right? This is also the introduction to the bris. I don't know what he does with the pasuk Av Hamon Goyim, right? So now, connected to this is the Klei Yoker and Dalet, and then we'll look at the Sarai. Klei Yoker and Dalet. The Kliyok and Dalet is bothered by the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in Pasuk Dalet, Ani, Hinei Berisi Itach, V'Yisi L'Av Amoin Goyim. All right, what does this Pasuk mean? In Pasuk Beis, he said, I'm going to make a bris with you. All right? And then in Pasuk, and Pasuk, you're Zos Brisi. My bris is going to be the bris meal. So what's this Pasuk over here? Hinei Berisi Itach, V'Yisro L'Av Amoin Goyim. The whole thing doesn't. The bris is later on. He be Avam and Goyim announces the next pasuk. Right? So what's happening in this pasuk? Let's look at the Klei Yakar. Hinei brisi itach loshin, hinei mara al davar hamotzi kevar. When I say hinei, behold, like we did in Yeshiva Tana, behold, it means it's there already. Behold, you can see it. Right? Hine is there. The Yesh Loimar Kevar Brisi Mosi Vacha. You already have my bris. But Emes Kenu. Histam Mila Chitoinus. Because the bris Mila is something we do in the body. He tachlis nichbon. Ushamimena yutach moifes al milas orlas halein vitaros. And it's a symbol for a person to take away all the orlas that he has, all the things that get in the way of becoming spiritual, emotional, pure, ubli safek, shekoidim stam mila kamar hoyul Avram leiv tor v'nivo. Avram Avinu had already achieved what the bris was to achieve. In other words, the bris is a mice that we do to remind us that we live life always cutting away the things that get in the way of becoming more ruchni and more sensitive. So Avraham Avinu, by the time he did his bris milah, he'd already achieved the essential bris. He didn't do the ma'aseh b'chut. So what we need to remind us of the avodah we're supposed to be doing, Avraham had it. Al kein omar lo Hashem yizbarach yedei ani b'cha shekvar hinei bris itach. I know that the essence of the bris you already have. Ki tor leivata. But since you're going to be the model, the paradigm for all people, so I have to explain to people why is he gonna see like him. I'm going to discuss bris. You're going to become the spokesman for the concept of continuously growing, continuously being aliyah, continuously working in yourself. And that's going to be how you're going to be the Av HaMoen Goy. The man yedu de reseichem ki bedin asischa Av HaMoen Goy. All right. So now, without even finishing the Klei Yakar, we can pull together the Rashis. Right? In other words, how did he become Av HaMoen Goyim? It means spiritually. It means in Ruchniness. It means by Mizgaber on the different Sirsuri Aveira. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi is saying, the Hey of HaMoen Goyim means because you're going to be a more ruchni person, because you're going to be able to teach people how to be shoyleif and all the different things that get in the way of Eretz Hashem. So ani hinei brisi itach. Was that? He was in the right place spiritually. Yeah, but he couldn't be. But he wouldn't be. People wouldn't know about this.
But Rashi saying that
he wasn't shoyleif. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, you think correct. There is a distinction between, right. Yeah. In other words, according to Rashi, he's giving Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving Avraham Avinu the koyches right now to be his God. Going to the Klei Yakar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I know you achieved it already, but if I want to be mefarsim, if I want to use you as my model, so then you're gonna have to do the bris. So that's pshat hinei brisi toch. you've already accomplished what you have to accomplish. But since you're going to be milamei to other people, so you're going to have to teach other people that they have to have a sign on the outside that will train them to think about the inside. And we're not going to call you Avram that you're just local. You're not local anymore. Because I'm making you Avraham Goyim. So now the hay, the remnants of the hay and the posuk of the hay come together. They shtim Avraham Goyim, but not stam Avraham Goyim in terms of politically. Avraham Goyim in terms of teaching us how to be sure, like over the Nevesh Bahamas and the Yetzer Rebbe. Okay. Yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So they said that's pshat in the pasuk later on. That back in the Klal Yakar, also Brishay ben Yehu ben Cha, Yee Ata Libris Kol Olam, Ki Kol Boy Olam Yidu Yistakul. Good. Let's finish up.
Thinking the Bris as the sign when generally that's not the body part that holds the Olam.
It's Mistaklin. Yeah, but I guess you make a big deal about it. Then. Right. That's correct, but if you have a bris and you have a party and you have a student, then it becomes and you have a moil, so then.
I think more than that. Back then, that was when they made a bris, an agreement between people. That's what they would hold on to.
Because that was the tachzi recha, because that was the mice. That was the mice of it. So the question was it only Avraham Avinu, or did they Avraham Avinu because he was moist and nefesh? Yeah, I'm not sure if it was a comment. Not sure if it's a comment. Let's take a quick look at the Klal Yakar Tesvav.
Right.
Was that?
Specific.
Oh, he's talking. Yeah. Also, we know it was an issue because Mamre had to tell him to do the bris. So let's look now, just finishing up the names, at Yud Zayin Tesvav, Sarah. I think we may have learned this last year. Right? Her name should no longer be Sarai, should be Sarah. All right? Not my local princess, but for everybody. Sarah Al-Koyl. The Fisha Kol Yud Toyar Lizachar. The yud has to do with being a zocher, I don't understand. But that she was now becoming more of an akeva because she's going to have a child. So that's why the hay is always associated with akeva. All nouns that end in hay are akeva nouns. So the hay is associated with hay. The akeva is now becoming more of an akeva. So we had once mentioned, I think the Rosh Hashanah once mentioned, that somebody once, one who has mentioned to him that, that he had to get paid to always name his daughters with hay at the end. It's a bracha for Buriya, their children. So I think it comes from this Mayorker. Shemayatu tiyan ekev your letters. Kadesh liyutar oimes loimes shenekev and a toira. Chatsi mispara. Now the yud doesn't have a taina that the yud is slapped away, right? That's how we usually chat. You know, the taina, how can you slap me away? So you're right. So Shea got it right. So, but the taina is that I'm missing. There are five units missing, right? Uledas chachmia kabbalah. So therefore, because there are five units missing, Avram got an extra. Because where did Avram get his hay from? Because somebody lost the hay. She had her yud got split into two hays. So that's why Avram got the hay.
It's also the cause of
Rivia
that went to
Avram. How
did you
say that?
You just said that, hey, he has the...
Oh, okay. Okay, so he goes on to say, because the Pasuk says, hey, hey lechem zera. Yeah, hey lechem zera. And hatachas lechem enoch. So the hey is associated with having children. Was on the villa. Had children quickly when she was young. There's two A's. Okay. I remember. To finish up with the aura that I saw, in the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer and Chumash, and look at the beginning of the Brisbane of Sarah. Yadoa teida kizerya ki ger yezarucha. So where is that? Right, Shuvah Nur Tesvam Yud Gimel. So Briskirav is a very simple kasha. He says, what is the significance of Yodoa Teda? Vayomel Avram, Kiger Yeh Zarachem Eretz Lailahem, Vavadun Binu Osam, Arba Meyashon. So, Briskirav says, what's Yodoa Teda? You should know this very, very well, because Baruch was talking. So, if Baruch talks to him, so he knows where it's going to happen. And it was Baruch who says, you should know it's going to happen. What does it add? So what's the Yodea Tehidim? Yodea Avram. You should know this very, very well. Ki ger yezarach of Erz Leilhem. The Brisker Rav says, he says it's a lamdash of Mahalach. He says that in Halacha, Da'as is when your knowledge makes something happen. And Reb Chaim is a vort, that Reb Chaim is a Mahalach. Malach, that kavana is when your thought enhances something. And das is when your thought controls something. Right? Das makna means without das makna, it can't happen. Da, kiddush without das, no kiddush. Get without das, no get. A mitzvah without kavana, machlok is whether tzrichas or tzrichas kavana. So kavana is always when your thinking enhances it. And das is when your thinking makes or breaks it. Without your das, it's not going to happen. If you bend das for things to happen. So as your day attainer means, you will make this happen. You should know that by ger yezarecha ve'eretz leilahem, that's how it's going to happen, that v'atotav that v'dori v'yashuvu hein kilo sholem amen amori adein. In other words, I have to understand that this bris is a contingency. If you're mekabel upon yourself to go into Mitzrayim at the Saf and go to the Korah Barzal, then you'll get Eretz Yisrael after. But if you don't accept going into your deal, the bris, so then you won't get Eretz Yisrael after. It's like a das mak. You don't think you should know, your Kabbalah is now going to determine. Going to make it happen. He says, now you can read a Rashi later on. It's been very, very well. Later on, at the end of Yishlach, it says that Esav went Lidarkoi, right? So Rashi says, because he didn't want to pay the Shtar Choy that was extended to Yitzchak's children. He said, better Yaakov should pay the Shtar Choy. They owe something. So Yitzchak didn't want to have to pay the shtar chayv to So Brisker Rashi, that's pshat, because this created a chayiv. Once the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give us Eretz Yisrael, and it's contingent on being in Golos, so we had a shtar chayiv. So Yitzchak did not want to pay that shtar chayiv. It's a pshat yedei teva. Anyway, so what have we accomplished today? So we began with Nidas Akenim, that gives us a new insight into Mogen Avraham from this week's parasha. That Mechayim Mason from next week's parasha, and Akela Kadosh from Parashat Vayetze. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself to the others in these ways. And then we did that was the Dasakim. And then we did the Sisach Chachamim. What's Pshat in the Hay? Av Hamoyin Goy. So Pshat in the Chumash is over the entire world. Hamoyin Goy. But Rashi says that as a medrash, that the hay is being shalit on the five Eivarim, Reish Mem Ches. Yashai, what does it mean? That he's being shalit on himself, that makes him Avamon Goyim. So Sisachom says it means he's shalit on the parts of his body that make him less ruchni, that make him, with which he has to struggle to become shalit. So Rashi says, Akash Baruch Hu, well, gave Avraham Avinu the Shlita, took away the Yetzer Hara Kilu. And the Kli Yoker says that Hine Brisi, you already have accomplished everything the Bris is supposed to accomplish. But if you want to teach people that what they have to do, then you're going to have a Simen Bachutz. So if you want to be an Abba Mangoyim that will teach people, using Rashi's terms, to be Shreilet and the Heyevarim, then you have to do a Bris Mila. With that, you're going to be able to give a drush at the wrist to explain how. So, because you're going to be an Ava Mangoyim, you have to be a person who can teach the Shlita of the five of Arm. And Sarai, because she's going to have a child now, so it's a Koyakar. That the Hay is the Koyach of Haylada, Haylachazera. Okay. Thanks for joining. Thank you very much.
Even for one.